Islamic government in Bahrain and for the success of our brothers, those who are protecting our sacred place in Syria and in Iraq, and for the protection of our brothers in Pakistan, in Syria, in Iraq, in Bahrain, and for the release of those inmates, those who have not done anything wrong but to struggling for their freedom, and also for the reappearance of our Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. I request all of you to please recite Surah Al-Hamd, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah. وفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي دل على ذاته بذاته وتنزه عن مجانسة مخلوقاته وجل عن ملائمة كيفياته الذي قرب من خواطر الظنون وبعد عن لحظات العيون وعلم بما كان قبل يكون الذي أرقدني في مهاد أمنه وأمانه وإيقظني إلى ما منحني به من مننه وإحسانه وكف كف السوء عني بيده وسلطانه والصلاة والسلام على الدليل إليه في الليل الأليل والماسك بأسبابه بحبل الشرف الأطول والناصح الحسب في ذروة الكاهل الأعبل والطابت القدم على زحال فيها في الزمن الأول أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل وعجل فرجه أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طبتت الأرض والسماء Allahumma ajjil farajahu sharif. All of us, we are aware of the situation of humankind, exclusively the Muslim Ummah. And among Muslim Ummah, those who are the followers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, every day, the circle is becoming closer. And we feel the pain and we feel the need of the Imam is much more greater than every day. So we have to beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoke Allah to his reappearance and faster reappearance, inshallah. All of us, we beg to Allah, and not only now, all the time, and get ready for such a revolution which is going to bring change not only in his Muslim Ummah, for the entire humankind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyakal hujjat ibn al-Hasan صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد محمد وعجل فرجهم. Of course, the dua, supplications, and invocations in the Holy Quran also so beautiful. This is also close to us and it represents our feelings. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات، أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صلوا على النبي إن شاء الله. Muhammad, wa'ajjil farajam. Subject is wilaya. It is not an easy subject. It needs 10, 20, maybe more than a student like me needs to enlighten myself to come and present to you. This is a great subject. But I'm giving a little bit guidelines so all of us, we do work. Yesterday I said it, don't leave Islam in the hands of scholars only. Every one of us, all of us, we have responsibility. It is not only an alim who goes on the pulpit or maybe a person who goes as an imam at Jummah. His responsibility, kullukum ra'i, all of you shepherds, all of you have a responsibility. The feeling of responsibility has to be there. And I have to correct myself, my children, my family. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Quran says, protect yourself and your family from the fire. What kind of fire we are talking about? Fire, it's not only fire in the hereafter. If I don't go on the right path, I am on already in the fire. So that fire is a very painful fire where I don't know myself, who am I? So I have to get out of that fire. In order to get out, not only you run away from there, but also you try to bring your children and family out of that fire. And a request, as yesterday said it, one of the things we can do is every day, we need to have an iltizam. Iltizam is a continuity in our life. 10 ayats a night before we go to sleep with the family. Recite one ayat. Your wife is one ayat. Your son is one ayat. With the translation, and see after 1 year the light within you and within your family. Because Quran is the book ultimate. Quran is the book which brings humanity towards the right path. As Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, mentions beautifully as the kalam of the Imam, Imamul Kalam, he says, Al-Quran yahadi ila al-Imam, wal-Imam yahadi ila al-Quran. When we recite Quran, there are so many questions comes in our mind, and those has to be answered properly. Imam is saying, Quran guides towards the Imam, and Imam tells us to take the source, which is the Quran. Quran is guiding towards the Imam, Imam is guiding towards the Quran. It is a circle. So this ayah, I am talking only one word, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is wali, Allah is guardian of the believers. This guardian, the word guardian we are talking about. Yesterday I asked myself, all of you, we have to, unfortunately, I don't know, my thing is slept out of mind. I should be communicating with you in English. Some of our brothers, our young brothers, they don't know Urdu, but they spoke. Mujhe mauka mila to main to Urdu hi mein chalna shuru kar diya. I started talking in Urdu. I'm very sorry about yesterday night, and today, inshallah, I hope, I, as in Farsi, they say, Jubran Mikunam, as I am penalty, as penalty, I fill it up yesterday's, inshallah, gap. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Ajil farajahum. Wilaya, the word wilaya in Quran, there are so many meanings of the Quran you can find from the Quran itself. The wali itself, if you read Quran more and more, even meaning we can get it from the Quran. Innama waliyukum Allah. Your guardian is Allah. But when I see myself, who is asking, who is running my life? Who is asking me to wear such clothes? Who is asking me to, when you build a house, you build such a way? Who is asking me to design my living room in such a way? And all of this, when I ponder about it, that shows the wilaya is not in my hand. Someone else is taking care of my affairs. Why it has happened? There are so many reasons. I don't want to go there. In reality, the wilaya in which we are existing is not wilayatullah. So, being a Muslim, Islam never allows to mix with the truth, the falsehood. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. You cannot mix. These two different identities, different things, they cannot mingle each other. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. When we are a mu'min, when we are a believer, we cannot become kafir. نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض. We believe in something, we disbelieve in something. Just like some nowadays, mashallah, wherever you go, the system is buffet system. What is buffet system? You go there, stand there, and you take the food what you like, and leave the other. Salad, inshallah, ghar mein khate rehte hain, yaar, salad, why should you eat? Daawat mein to boti udana hai. So daawat, it is in the feast, we have to eat something else, so there is no need to go there. So I pick something which I like. So we made Islam as a buffet. We take it as we like. Islam says, no, it's a total package. Either take it or leave it. You cannot believe in something, disbelieves. Maulana, this is good, but that is a little bit. I am not that much good mu'min like you. So that shows for Maulvi is other religion, for the public is other. No, yeah, religion is for everyone, is one religion, one deen, that is Islam. So we pick ourselves, we use Islam as a matter of convenience. Whenever marriages is there, so Shari'at of Islam is there and Shari'atun Nisa is there. So when we follow sometimes we say, this is very good, man, it's very good Islam. Islam asks us to do so, we have to follow. When we go into detail, we see, we mingle these two things. Quran says, be careful. You have to be under the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. When you say la ilaha illallah, you are asking for trouble. Let me say it's clear. Don't say la ilaha illallah, have fun. Maulana, there is no freedom in Islam. I am in America, man. I can go Saturday night, have fun, and do many things. Yes, you do it. Nothing wrong. Nobody's holding. But when you are a Muslim, you are asking for trouble. La ilaha illallah is a qila, is a fort. You ask for yourself. That's why before entering into this hall, la ikraha fid din. Outside, la ikraha fid din. Once you enter, there is a ikra. You have to follow. For example, outside of America, I can do anything. When I'm in America, I'm driving a car. It's a 65 miles. I am in free country, man. I can go 75. No, you will get the ticket. Why? You ask him, the police, is it a free country? Yes, it's a free country. Let me have freedom, man. Nobody's there in the night, 2 o'clock, I'm driving, and 75, 85, let me drive. He says, no, there is a law. So that means freedom also has a law. So without law, there is no freedom. So that freedom, as Quran is also asking us, if you want to follow us, you have to follow the law. That law is, when you say la ilaha illallah, you are asking, I am going to into the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I am myself, I don't see nothing. Or whatever Allah says, eat this, I have to eat. Sleep this way, I have to sleep this that way. I have to see what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not is what is my desire. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale. Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. I go into the meaning. Let me say, this is very beautiful. It's presented by not me, as a great scholar, Maulana Rumi. He was a very great scholar, and he was a follower of Ahlul Bayt. There is no doubt about it. When we read his poetry, very deep. Iqbal al-Lahori was the student of Allama Rumi. Maulana Rumi, a student means he never met him, but he was inspired by Maulana Rumi. Whatever he has in his poetry, it's inspired by the Maulana Rumi. Maulana Rumi presents this wilaya in a very beautiful manner. As a wilaya has 24 meanings. If I start every meeting, you will be sleeping because this is a very dangerous time. After lunch, Saturday, mashallah, all of us, we have good brunch and lunch. After that, we want to have, mashallah, beautiful bed also. So at this time, if I start describing 24 meanings, you will sleep. I don't want to go. He says two meanings. One is mu'attiq, another is mu'attaq. Mu'attiq, the one who makes others free. Are you with me? We are inmates of freedom. Are you with me? Understand? We are inmates of freedom. So it is much more worse than the in being an inmate of not freedom, but freedom itself. He says, Mawla means the one who has to free you. Who can free you? Mu'attaq can do mu'attiq. A person who himself has to be free to free others. If you are not if you are an inmate, you cannot free other inmate. You have to be outside the inmate. So what kind of mu'attiq he is talking about? He gives a story. It's a beautiful story. He says there was a case of a woman. She was a beautiful woman. And the judge had bad intention towards that woman. And that woman realizes this judge is having bad intention, so I have to give him lesson. After the case, judge asked the woman, please stay back, I have to talk to you. That woman said, oh my God, I'm in big trouble. There was a big box. During those days, they used to have very, very big, big boxes. Woman said, go inside, I'm coming there. And judge goes inside without thinking. She closes the door, locks the door, and she asks the hammal, those carriers, carry him, let's go to the king, complain about him. The judge was crying and he was begging to the carriers, those who were carrying him, please, I'm a famous judge and my name will be spoiled, please, please help me. He was begging, he was crying so much. The carriers, they said, okay, we'll ask the wazir, the advisor of the king, to bring the keys. They brought the key. He brought the key, advisor brought the key and opened the box. Here there is a Gurez. There he presents some of the poetry about the Vilaya. He says, all of us, I am also with you, don't, I'm sitting here, that doesn't mean I'm free, no. All of us, we are in a box. That box may be myself, my community, my color, my nation, me, oh my God. اتخذ إلهه هوا. He made his own desire as a god, as a vilaya. So all of us in the box of me, some kind of, so someone has to release us from that box. Who can release us? The one who himself has to be a free person to release. Otherwise we cannot be get released. Then he says, Zan sabab paygambar ba ijtihad naam khud wo un ali maula nahad. That's why Prophet, with the struggle, he said himself, I am maula, man kuntu maula, fahada aliyun. I am maula, Ali also, zan sabab paygambar maum ba ijtihad naam khud wo un ali maula nahad guft. Han harkira man hastam maulao dust ibn amme man maulaya us man kuntu maula fahada aliyun maula. I am also mu'attaq, I am also mu'attiq. I am a free person, I can free you also. Like I can free you, Ali has same capacity to free you. Here is the line, very important line, I hope all of us, this is. Ki ist Mawla? Who is Mawla? Ki ist Mawla? اون که آزادت کند. Who is Mawla? A Mawla is the person who can free you. You are inmate. And if he can free you, then you, your Mawla is the person, that person who is freeing you. کیست مولا اون که آزادت کند بند رقیت زپایت در کند. Slavery and the chain and shackles of chain of slavery has to cut asunder by that Mawla. That means he has to be free to cut your chains. So all of us, we are in chains. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. I don't know how many of you are aware. In India, in Pakistan also, when we get married, I remember several hundred years before. So there was garment, the phool kahar, made of flower. In South India, it's a punishment. Getting married is punishment. You go to Madras, you go to Bangalore, so many of the garment, they call it phool kahar. So your nature is telling not to budge, not to bow, but the power of the is telling bow down. So he has to go at. Quran also saying, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ chin, till the chin. So to extend, your nature is saying not to bow, and the power of weight is telling to bow. So you become erect. Just like a akar jana jisukat. What happens? You cannot see the front, you cannot see the back, you cannot see right, you cannot see left. What kind of chain Quran is talking about? What kind of garment Quran is talking about? It is the fikr. I'll ask one question. All of you are with me? Inshallah. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he started his mission, how many idols were in Khane Kaaba? Full of idols. When did he break the idols? Not after the declaration of the prophethood, at the age of 40, still they were there. 13 years after the declaration of the prophethood, the idols were there in Khane Kaaba. He didn't break. He went to Medina, he stayed 8-9 years after conquering Mecca. With the help of Meccans, he break the idols. Question, why didn't he break the idols? Hazrat Ibrahim is big or Prophet Muhammad is big? It's obvious, his Prophet Muhammad, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. We all of us aware. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. All our prophets, they have ranks. The highest rank belonged to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ibrahim faj'alahu judadan, he breaks idol, but Hazrat Prophet Muhammad never. What is the difference? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam seerah is everlasting till that day of judgment after also. For example, we are from India. If we go and see, look at the any temple, they will kill us. You cannot do nothing. So the seerah of the Prophet, not to break the idol, break the idol of the minds first, so that they can break the idol after. Our idol, we have a lot of idols ourselves. We have our ideology. But when we talk to each other, Maulana, I understand this. Tum kaun ho, tumhari chepiddi ka shorwa? Who are you? You don't know nothing about religion. I understand. And that I understand, even we see on the member. No, I don't understand nothing. I have to understand through the Quran, through the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah. زا سبب پیغمبر با اجتهاد نام خود اون علی مولا نهاز گفت هر کرا من هستم مولا و دوست، ابن عم من مولای اوست، کیست مولا اون که آزادت کند. Who is Mawla? The one who can free you. I have to ask. My sisters are listening. My wife also listening. Am I free? No, I am not free. Who is governing me? I don't know who is governing. Maybe Hollywood, Bollywood, Lollywood. I don't know who is governing. Because I have to see this program. Without looking at that, watching that program, I cannot sleep. And in third world country, if you go to India, some of the majalis, they extend the time because that time that series is going on, nobody is going to come. So who is governing upon us? Governing Bollywood, not Salawat Padiya Muhammad Wale Muhammad. It is the reality on the ground. We are the inmates of so-called freedom. They themselves are not free. Those who are not free, how can make us free? Those who are already inmate, those who are in chain, how can they free us? They themselves has to be free. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was that person? He was free person who not only he was free, he made free to a nation. He changed the nation. I was there when before revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran. I don't know how many of you were aware. Tehran was the center place for all filthy activities. You could have ham there, woman, wine, everything was there. But in his lectures, he never said, offer namaz, pray roza, hajj, zakat. He never go and study the lectures of Imam Khomeini. He never said, offer namaz. Just like in our majalis, Maulana tablighi majlis padhiye. Say something about, what tablig man? Zara namaz roze ka boliye. Oh, what is pity, man, for Muslims I have to say Muslim. You pray namaz. It is not Imam Khomeini. He never said namaz, roza, hajj, zakat. He said, look at who is your enemy. That is the freedom he was talking about. Like a sportsman, in front of him, a giant sportsman is there, and he's challenging, who is for me? Nobody's there. Imam Khomeini changed that course of history of a nation because himself he was free. Salawat padiya wa ajjal farajahum. That is the one of the meaning of the wilaya. Wilaya is a person who has ability to make others free. So are we under the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I see myself, I am not under the wilaya because I mix so many things. I say a religion of convenience. When is Jummah, mashallah, betareen namazi. When I go home, nothing to do with Islam, man. I mean, market, nothing to do. Islam says, no. If you are a Muslim, you have to be a Muslim at every place because you are citizenship. I don't know, in America they allow dual citizenship. Do they allow? Yeah, Canada also allows. I'm also a citizen, but they don't give me passport in India. They give you what? OCI, Overseas Citizens of India. Okay, dual citizenship. Islam is a nation never permits dual citizenship. Either you become a Muslim, or get out of here. Salawat padiya Muhammad wale Muhammad. Islam says, no, we don't give you permission. If you are a Muslim, you have to be a Muslim. You cannot bring the other citizenship. That is the meaning of wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat awliya ba'duhum ala ba'd. This is wilaya in general. Wilaya in general. Every one of us, we do have wilaya among each other. What is it, wilaya? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Here in the tendency in the Western country, Maulana, his private life, man, let him do whatever he wants. Islam says, no. If he's a believer, if you see something wrong in him, you have to correct his behavior. How should you credit? There are methods how to say, what to say, when to say. One time you write, smoking is prohibited. Yeah? Another time you write, don't smoke. And third sign says, thank you for not smoking. Same message. Quran says, "Udu'u ila sabil rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana." Invite people with wisdom, not with challenging. Either this or that. No, you cannot do that. Wisdom, present the wisdom. And once you present the wisdom, truth will going to enter in the system of humankind, because Islam is based on human nature. I have to present in such a way. I request the opportunity we have now, you know, why Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, managed to establish Hawzatul Ilmiya, the first Hawzatul Ilmiya. Hawzatul Ilmiya is a university. The first established by the 5th Imam and 6th Imam. Why? Because two governments, they were fighting for the power. One is Bani Abbas, another is Bani Umayyah. That was the situation. These two imams, they exploited the situation. They brought Ummah towards the knowledge that Fiqh Muhammadi becomes Fiqh Jafri. So that Fiqh Jafri is not something else. That is, Qala Sadiq means Qala Muhammad. Qala al-Baqir means Qala Muhammad. It's not a separate fiqh. But they revived the religion by presenting and looking at this. Today, we have Taliban, we have Al-Qaeda, we have ISIS. This is the beautiful situation. We are the follower of Ahlul Bayt. We have to exploit the situation. Let others know, those who are the fighters, those who fought in 9/11, nothing to do with the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Those who are killing in Iraq and in Syria, in Pakistan, nothing to do with the Shias. This is belongs to the Salafi Wahhabi ideology, which has been created by the West. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I think, don't get scared. I'm also open. I'm a little bit. It's here is freedom, man. They exploit the freedom. If they are giving us freedom, why don't we exploit and say, yes, you are the freedom? So who started this? You are the people. Man hafara bi'ran li akhi faqad waqa'a. If you dig a hole for others, you fill them there. Who created Saudi government? Margaya Mardood, Fatiha Nadarood. Yesterday one gone, and the other one is going to come, another for Mardood comes. Who created? Ask them. Look at the Quran. Are you with me? Look at the ayat. One question I ask you, when I recite ayat, or you recite ayat, what should be the impact of ayat in me? What should be the impact? Quran says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَعِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Who is believer? Who is believer? The believer is the one, whenever ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been recited in front of him, his heart starts pounding. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, because Allah is talking to him. وَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Every time he recites, his iman is increasing. Iman has to increase. Yesterday I was some. Today what? إِلَهِ قَوِّ عَلَىٰ خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَانِهِ وَجْدُدَ عَلَىٰ الْعَظِيمَةِ جَوَارِهِ وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ حَتَّى أَصْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ. What is this dua is talking about? Maulana, I have to finish this dua in half an hour. Dua is not to recite, man. Dua is to invoke. It is not a recitation. Invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to go into that dua. One sentence of Dua Kumail for every Thursday is enough. You don't go into deep. One sentence is enough. What is this dua is telling me? If I was yesterday's Abu Dhar, today I have to become Salman al-Farsi. Salawat padiye Muhammad. Allah. وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. Look at the Quran. لَا تَتَّخَذُوا. Yesterday I recited one ayat for you, another today ayat. Yesterday, لَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى اتبع ملتهم. The Jewish community, Jewish means not all Jewish are bad. When we say Christian community, not all Christians are bad. Those who are the selected bodies, those who are suppressing humanity, that is the people those Quran is talking about, oppressors. Quran says, if you listen to them, if you follow them, they're not going to follow you until hatta tattabi'a millatahum, until you follow their ideology. Today you go. They are teaching us how, what to wear. Oh, who is this girl? This is Malala. Malala ka sabko malal hai. So who is this Malala? She's a girl. That was very good. When she has been attacked, two other girls have been attacked too. Why Malala has to be in the picture? Because that Malala is presenting their ideology. She wears hijab and also she is not wearing hijab. Half this hijab, half American hijab. So that becomes a Islam of America. That's why Imam Khomeini said two Islam is going to be there. One is Islam Americai, one is Islam Muhammadi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallam. If you wear full hijab, that means you are a big questionable Muslim. So that means they are teaching us what to wear. So they have now reached to a point, not only they are asking us what to eat, what to wear, how to lead the life, they are asking us now how to believe, what to believe. If Malala is a person who has revolted the system, greater than that person was Ayatollah Nimri, who is struggling against the most oppressed government in Saudi. Why is not hero? Why is his name is not coming? So what we have to do, Maulana? I cannot do nothing, Maulana. No, you and me can do and everything, provided we become not active, faal, proactive, write one single sentence to the local newspaper, to the local authorities, and give it that same sentence, let it go into the UNO. Be active. If you are active, then you become a Muslim, because Islam never says sit aloof, talk and act till the world becomes a very peaceful place. And otherwise, the fire is going to come to me. It is not going to stay there. Today's ayah, Quran says, لا تتخذوا اليهود ولا النصارى أولياء. The plural of wali is awliya. Don't make the Jewish community, the Christian community, as your signing authority. Signing authority. Wali is signing authority. Guardian. In this month of Ramadan, we had protest in Toronto. Usually I'm out, but this year I was in Toronto. That was for the Quds Day. With me, there were so many Jewish community people, the scholars. They call them the Orthodox Jewish. They were with me. They said, we don't believe in Zionism. So that means there are good people there. So we are not using them. We are not going. We are not knocking the doors of these people, those who are saying this is wrong. So we are close to these four walls and we are thinking our religion is protected. No, brothers, let me say one sentence. This sentence is not going to give you anything until it has to be go into very deep and maybe 10, 20 lectures. That is survival of any ideology. Survival of any ideology depends how you spread it, not how you contain it. Salawat padhiye Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Islam is an ideology. It has to survive. How can it survive? For example, today I'll give an example. Every year in America, how many Muslims are becoming American Muslims? The statistics says 20,000. 20,000 every year. Who are these Muslims? Those who go on the market, those who go in the malls and they invite, they are becoming. Who are these Muslims? They are Salafis and they are maybe Wahhabis, because they are the people on the market, they are working. And we Shias close the door. Maulana, hum bulayenge to bhar jayegi jannat, hamari jagah nahi milegi. If I invite the heaven will be filled, there is not going to be room for myself. That's why I don't invite no one. That kind of thinking we have. Shia has to be born. No, Shia is not to born. Shia is the one who follows the path of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salatu wasalam. Wherever he is, she is. Salawat padhiye Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. لا تتخذوا الاولياء. Ask the brothers. Many times the discussion comes, what has happened after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Should we say lana this way, tabarra that? Oh, so many discussion. Today we don't do tabarra at all. Tabarra of today is, who is wali of the Muslims? How many Muslim countries? 59 Muslim countries. Who is the wali of Muslim countries? Decision making authorities, who are these? King Abdullah America died. Second one is coming. Everybody was praising and gratitude and Mubarak, mashallah. Ek gaya re bhai, ek gaya to dusra kutta to hai yaar tum. So ek jana se kya hota? Nothing is going to happen, man, because they have the second one, third one, fourth one. When we said Prophet Muhammad left this world with Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali's son Hassan, Imam Ali's son Hussain, Hussain's son Zainul Abidin, they said, how could it be possible? In one family, Imamat, if it is not understood, now come in one Saudi family. Entire Muslim Ummah is following that Saudi family. Who is this? They are under the wilaya of Taghut. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور. I ask all of you, one of the brothers, you know, it's a WhatsApp, it's easy communication. He said, Maulana, one of the Sunni brothers, he sent me this clip, please give me answer. I send him this ayat. The ayat is this. Quran says, whoever makes the wali other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing to do with Islam. لا تتخذوا اليهود ولا النصارى أولياء. If you do it, you are one of them. So who has instilled the system of Saudi government? All CIA government, American government says, we are the people, we have done it. So that means their wali is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muslim Ummah is sitting and saying, nothing to do with us. No, that's why you need to have a courage. That courage can be only come kyon kar kahena ahle wila ya ali madad. It's not going to come otherwise. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah, that was his heart was burning. He sees the wealth of Muslim Ummah. I'll ask one question, man. What was the price of gas last year? Nearly? No, wow, how much is cheap is now? Yes. In the international market, crude oil, what is the price of crude oil? 20 years down, the price of 20 years down. That means now it's supposed to be less than 90 cents, 80 cents a gallon. In Canada, it's supposed to be 50 cents a liter. And because in the pretext of gas is going higher, you praise everything higher. Rice has gone up, everything has gone up. Now gas is going low, nobody's bringing price low. Who is controlling this? That means there is a taghut, and you are me and sitting and say, no, Maulana, I cannot do nothing. Yes, you cannot do nothing because you don't know what is the wilaya of kufr, what is the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do it. We need to act. Well, how do we act? How we act? You know, Abu Dhar. You know Abu Dhar? Abu Dhar was very famous. He used to say outwardly about what is wrong. That's why he has been kicked out from the city. He used to say, "Unde Khalifa, you are wrong, man. You are wrong. That's it. Wrong." They say he has to be kicked out. So the follower of Imam Ali means you have to say wrong. Wrong is wrong. I'll narrate one story, then I'll leave it to you, and I don't want anything to leave you in wake. We do have a lot of responsibilities. I don't care about how many people in front of me. I feel I have a responsibility which is member of member a Rasul, not member of mine. I have to talk what Prophet says, not what Bakri says. Salawat padhiye Muhammad Allah. Allah. You know, Sheikh Ahmad Tayyib is the Vice Chancellor of Jame Azhar University of present. There was a beautiful interview has been relayed, and if you want to see, you can watch. It is available in YouTube and also many other sources. The question, the channel is Anil. Anil is Nile, just like that. He said, name of the channel is Anil. The question asks, what do you think of Shias? He said, they are Muslims like us, like Hanbali, Shafi'i, Maliki, also Jafari. There are five fiqh. So they are Muslims? Yes, they are Muslims. Not only me, 50 years before, Sheikh Shaltut of then Vice Chancellor, he declared the fiqh Jafriya is one of the part of fiqh of Islam. And some of the rules of fiqh Jafriya is better than the rules of ours. Exclusively, he said it about talaq. And then second question, some of the Muslim brother, they are saying kafirs. He said, outwardly, those who are saying Shias are kafir, they don't have any right to say their Shias are kafir. And then third question is, the Wahhabi Saudi ulama, they are saying Shias kafir. He clearly says, international channel, he clearly said, Saudi ulama have no right to say any fatwa, and no right to give any fatwa because they are already biased. Look at this. Why this coming truth? Because our leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, he clearly said, not to curse, not to say bad words about those people to whom our Muslim Ummah, they respect. He outwardly, he gave fatwa. If you do it, you are doing wrong. Now, in Canada, in America, our mahafil, mashallah, tabarra, yehi hai ki char diwari mein, jo chahe bol ki bura chale ja. Salawat padhiye Muhammad Allah. Allah. In fact, we don't know. But then the question came again. This question was a very beautiful question. There are so many Sunni youths are turning into Shias. He said, let them go. If Hanafi becomes Maliki, is there any problem? That is the blunt answers of the Vice Chancellor. He said, recently it has happened. So this is the right time. How many of us know 20 years before no Shia was there in Nigeria? How many Shias now? Some say more than that. In Malaysia, in Indonesia, I was in Singapore. I met brothers from Singaporean Malay brothers, 180 families that changed their faith to Maktabi Ahle Bayt. I asked who was the alim so that I can learn the methodology of inviting people towards the fiqh of Ahlul Bayt. They said, nobody invited us. It was the revolution of Islamic Republic. We never understood the intensity of this revolution, and we never understood the reality of this revolution, which is the wilaya. Salawat padhiye Muhammad Allah. Ajil Farajam. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of responsibility in our neck, and we can do. First, you say, yes, I can do it, and we can invite. One of the responsibility of the follower of Ahlul Bayt, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati. They are in dark. And this American community is easy to communicate, because they don't have mindset like ISIS, mindsets like Taliban, mindset like Al-Qaeda. They are open people. So that with these open people, we have to communicate. We invite in the center. You go into their centers, talk to them, and let them know what's happening today isn't wrong. That is not been done by the follower of Ahlul Bayt. We are subject of terrorism. I narrate one story, then I'll finish. Inshallah. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I was going from Bombay to Karachi about 4 or 5 years before. I about to enter into the immigration. A person came to me Mister, I want to talk to you. I said, who are you to talk to me? I have to know, who are you? Then he took out his card. I am a CID officer of India. I have to talk to you. Okay, Bismillah. Chair, he said, he brought his notebook. What is your name? I said, Sayyid Muhammad Zaki Bakr. Oh, you are a Muslim? Yes, I'm Muslim. What kind of Muslim you are? I said, I'm Muslim, not enough. He said, no, you know, there are so two groups. Which group you are belong to? I said, I'm Maktab Ahl Bayt. He said, brothers, sir, you may right answer. Is that Shia or Sunni? Believe me, 35 years before, no one knew what is Shia, who are Shias. Look at my, I know. Nobody knew who are Shias. Now everybody knows who is Shia. Then once I said, I am Shia, then he says, oh, aap logon mein to koi atangwadi nahi hota. There is no terrorist in Shias. I said, there is no terrorist in Muslims. The one who is terrorist is not a Muslim. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Allah. Wajjil faraj. Where to start? Quran gives a mechanism of correcting the society. Are you with me? Inshallah. Mere saath hai nahi? Muhammad wale Muhammad salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Anzir ashiratakal aqrabi." The mechanism of any ideology has to start from the home. First, you warn your family. So we have to circle. The circle starts from the family. If I am correct, if I am doing right, I have to instill it. Watawasaw bilhaqqi watawasaw. Itawasaw is enjoining between each other. Husband to wife to husband, father to son to father. All of us, we have al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat, awliya wa ba'duhum ala ba'd. Ya'muruna bil-ma'ruf, amr bil-ma'ruf. All of us, we have responsibility. I think we have to take this challenge. And I am scared of future. I said it yesterday to Rehman Singh. I beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guide us. Take us to a place where I can protect myself from future generation. Because I don't know what is going to happen. I am scared of. Because I have seen Sadat family, they mingle with the first. I have seen many, many families, those who migrated, they are no more Muslims. They became part of the society. So that fear is there. How can we overcome that fear? Quran says, Kuntum khayra ummatin. أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You are the best nation. Judaism and Islam, two different things. Judaism, they say you have to born as a chosen person. Islam says anyone can become in the circle by saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد. Conclusion from yesterday today, wilaya means guardianship. I have to ask myself, am I under the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Innama waliyakum Allah, then wa rasuluh, walladhina amanu alladhina yuqimuna salat wa yutuna zakat wa hum rakin. Who are these people? Ahlul Bayt. And Quran has given all the guidelines. Everything is there. When Quran says, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul, obey Allah and obey the Prophet, obey the Ulul Amr. Who are the Ulul Amr? Some of the scholars, the Muslim scholars, they said, the one who is governing upon you is Ulul Amr. That means, if I am in America, who is our Ulul Amr? Barack Hussein Obama. If you are living in India, who is the Ulul Amr for you? Mr. Modi? Huh? I am in Canada. Who is Ulul for me? Harper. I don't know where he's going. What's the name in America? Chamcha dekh se zyada garam.
He said, this is Quran, ask Quran. Who is our ulul amr? Quran says, La tuti'il kafirin wal munafiqin. Don't obey kafir. That means big list has gone. Don't obey munafiq. MashaAllah, bagre bade dikal gaye. Don't obey ati'ullah wa ati'ir rasul wa ulul amr. Quran says, don't obey kafir. Don't obey munafiq. Quran says, La tuti'il kulla hallafin mahin manna'in nammamin. Quran, beautiful. Don't obey a person who is low in nature, who always says, swears about it. Don't follow him. Quran goes further. لا تطيع منهم آثما أو كفورا. Don't obey a sinner. Sinner. So that means obey a masoom. Salawat. Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. I ask all of you, don't sit aloof. And this mission is a very tough choice, but you can do it. And our job is وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. We have to invite people. Allah says, "En fadhakir ennama anta mudhakir." O Prophet, remind them. You are a reminder. Nothing but a reminder. Hidayat comes from where? وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. The one who is guided by Allah, nobody can misguide. Our job is to convey the message. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guide them and guide my family, guide my and my nation. Inshallah, Allah is going to guide us. May Allah give us this strength to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll go into the domain of Allah and become the follower of Islam, inshallah. Oh Allah, protect our brothers, those who are in Pakistan, our brothers and sisters, those who are in Iraq, those our brothers and sisters, those who are in Bahrain, in Syria, in Hijaz. Oh Allah, protect all Muslimin, inshallah. Oh Allah, protect all human beings from the tyranny and oppression of these few people, those who are going upon. Oh Allah, give us courage to say truth. And oh Allah, lead us toward the right path. Oh Allah, let us become a follower of Ahlul Bayt, so that when Imam Zamana, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, comes, we become part of his government, his revolution. Oh Allah, give us what is your desire, what you look for in us. And don't let us follow our own caprice and desires. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm here for 5-10 minutes. If you have any questions regarding yesterday's lecture and now, I'm here to entertain. If not, that's good. اگر کوئی سوال نہیں کرتے تو اس کے معنی کہ ایسا خراب لیکچر تھا کہ کچھ سمجھ میں نہیں آیا یا ایک اتنا کلیئر تھا کہ کوئی سوال ہی نہیں ہے نہیں ایسا بھی نہیں ہے دونوں بھی غلط ہیں انشاءاللہ اگر کوئی سوال ہے if any questions please ask